In the early 1980s, French scientist Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, one of only a few women at the prestigious Pasteur Institute in Paris, began seeing patients infected with a mysterious virus.
It was a lot of pressure, you know, because, of course, we had already some evidences that this virus was transmitted by blood, by sexual routes, and from mother to child.
In 1983, Barré-Sinoussi and her mentor discovered HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus, which causes AIDS. She shared the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2008 and dedicated her career to research and activism, traveling the world to fight the spread of the disease. Today, for those who have access to new treatments and drugs, HIV is no longer an automatic death sentence for the estimated 37 million people around the world living with the virus. Barré-Sinoussi says, even though a cure may never be found, she's confident that at some point, patients may no longer need indefinite treatment.
I'm personally convinced that remission is feasible, is achievable. When? I don't know.
Barré-Sinoussi has closed her lab, but she plans to continue her advocacy work as long as she can. She says her only regret is not finding an HIV vaccine.
I encourage the new generation of scientists today to continue.